The SA Human Rights Commission concluded the first week of its national investigative hearing into the July 2021 unrest on Friday. The commission began the hearing into the unrest which affected parts of KwaZulu-Natal and Gauteng on Monday. The cost to businesses has been estimated at billions of rands. On Monday, Special Risk Insurance Association, SASRIA MD, Cedric Masondo, said claims arising from the riots amounted to 32 billion rand. From Monday to Wednesday, the commission heard from victims of the unrest and community forums. Zamanguse was the first witness to appear before the panel. She testified how her nephew, 17-year-old Sibahle Nguse, was shot dead during the civil unrest. She said the family wants justice.
It was quite painful. Sibahle was an intelligent child and he was everything to us.
Bemangaza, because besiqala ukubona ingane ena 16 or 17 ekwazi ukunakekela umndeni wayo ngendlela ebeyunakekela ngayo.
It was quite surprising because it was the first time that we see a 16 or a 17 year old who was able to take care of his family the way that he did.
Konke besikudinga ezomndeni. All
that we needed as the family is justice for what had happened to Sibahle.
On Tuesday, the leader of Phoenix Ubuntu Forums, Shem Maharaj, testified. Maharaj said what happened in the northern suburb of Durban during the unrest and looting were killings, not a massacre.
The massacre thing got coined by the media, certain opportunistic members of or politicians, and so on and so on. And that's my view. If you prefer to call it a massacre, so be it.
Refuge Mkize, one of the victims, said he was struck by 4 bullets in Phoenix and was in a coma for 3 weeks. He showed images of his wounds to the panel, legal team, and the media on Wednesday. He said Maharaj had his own agenda when he appeared before the commission.
So for him to come here and act as if kukhona umuntu esathi masibulawa amandiya basukuma bona weleyo forum basikhuzela akaze kwenzeke. Everyone, every Indian eyayisemgwaqweni laphayana yayi-violent, yayishaya abantu, yayibulala abantu. And this thing was properly organized because labantu laba, they even used ama-security companies akhona lapha e-Phoenix. Bebemezana kwabo over. Sesibulala abantu abayi-10 ngala.
When he came here and he was coming from this Ubuntu forum organization that he said he was coming from, when we were in Phoenix on that day, there was no Ubuntu that was shown. There was no humanity that was shown there. The Indians were killing people and it seemed to have been somewhat properly organized because you could see that they had some security officers or some security companies that were from Phoenix and they were alerting each other that we had killed a certain amount of people at the site, and then they were talking on the radio that they had killed a certain amount of people on this site. So it seemed to have been properly orchestrated.
On Thursday, business representatives told the commission their side of the story. Peter Marisbeck and Midlands Chamber of Business CEO Melanie Venice told the commission that the unrest was an attempt to overthrow the government.
There's a tendency to make what happened in July largely about that inequality. I think people that led that insurrection, they utilized that to their advantage. But I think the chief motivation behind that insurrection definitely had a political role to it. It was too well organized, too well orchestrated, and standing in those businesses and watching what was sprayed all over those walls, the free Zuma, the Ramaphosa must go back to Venda, the expletives about white monopoly capital, the rhetoric was very clear that it had a distinctly political undertone and had more to do with power than anything else.
The CEO of the Durban Chamber of Commerce and Industry, Palesa Phiri, also says the riots were well planned.
For us, it really seemed like a well-coordinated attack on the business communities, because how do you mobilize so many people to be in one place at a certain time? And, you know, some of them are told that, you know, they just loot. And in other places, there's arson of burning down buildings after, you know, looting. So our view is really that it was a well-coordinated attack on businesses.
The commission conducted an inspection in loco in Phoenix and Pietermaritzburg on Friday. The hearing will continue on Monday until the 3rd of December. For Times Live Podcast, I'm Bulelani Nyokela.